Good afternoon. I'm Kayla Mayer with Siouxland Public Media News. The man found guilty by a jury of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts will spend the rest of his life in prison. Christian Bahena Rivera faced a mandatory first-degree murder sentence for the killing of Tibbetts in 2018 after his conviction in May. Bahena Rivera was scheduled for sentencing in July, but his attorney requested a new trial after new witnesses said another man confessed to the crime. The judge in the case denied the request for a new trial. Traffic deaths on roads and highways in Nebraska are down in 2021 when compared with previous years, especially fatalities involving motorcyclists. The state recorded 126 traffic fatalities as of late last week. That is down from 154 at the same time in 2020. 8 motorcyclists have died this year, compared to 23 at the same time last year. The administrator for the Nebraska Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Office says more motorcyclists are taking training classes, and he believes those classes are paying off. A storm survey team from the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls has confirmed it was a tornado that caused damage in Lenox during the weekend. Cleanup is underway in the community 20 miles southwest of Sioux Falls after the F1 Twister struck Saturday afternoon and traveled about 2 miles. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said it received several reports of Interstate 29 being covered with debris and vehicles in the ditch. 2 semis were blown over on the interstate. Sioux City police are investigating a pickup that lost control Saturday night during heavy rain and ended up in the Missouri River. Dive crews recovered the vehicle and remains of the driver yesterday morning. Today, authorities identified the driver as 69-year-old Gerald Reed of Smithland. Weather may have played a factor in the deadly incident. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Kayla Mayer.